Hello.
Hello, my name
Yeah.
is Daniel. Nice to meet you. This is not a sales call. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much. So in that case, let me just ask you another question. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Alfred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez, to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices by the state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just go with the next question. So answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. So what do you think about Joyce Chapman?
I don't. Is there like a neutral? I don't know yet.
Well, in this case, we only have very favorable or very unfavorable and the somewhat.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Danny Norris?
Somewhat favorable.
Harold Dutton.
Somewhat favorable. I don't know them, so I'm going to say the same answer.
I understand. Sheila Jackson Lee.
Somewhat favorable.
Clean Dan Horn.
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Houston Independent School District.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. So let's move on to the next one. As of right now, we're sitting on a 33% of completion of this survey, so it won't take you long. It's just a few minutes. So let me just go with the next one. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? The first one is support, a state takeover because HISD, the schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. The second one, oppose, a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
The first option.
Support. Okay. So in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates will you vote for you if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clean Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I don't know. I would, you can leave it blank.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So let's move on with the next one. This question, we're going to have four categories. It's going to be very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. So it goes as follows. Here are some few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income owners.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Somewhat positive.
He's fighting against extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
Somewhat positive.
Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Somewhat positive.
Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Somewhat positive.
Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution.
It's somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you so much for answering that question. Right now we are at a 67% of completion, and then we're going to ask a few questions just to record this survey. So based on this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? Jace Chapin, Harold Dutton, Clean Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I would leave it blank. I don't know enough information.
Okay, don't worry about that. Okay, and just one question. How old are you?
40.
40, okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
No.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
Latino.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend to local public schools?
No.
All right. Well, in that case, I highly appreciate your time. This concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation. I don't know if you have any questions.
No. All good. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.